Blog Talk Radio. Traditional treatment protocol for autoimmune diseases such as lupus is a combination of several strong and toxic medications. Today's speaker found a way to discard her medicines and regain her healthy life. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, love mentor and relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of Healing Through Love seminars, Love Lessons for the Soul, and several virtual summit packages and the Love Mastery Secrets Blueprint. Please sign up for the miraculoushealing.life summit, which begins May 1st, but you need to sign up in advance. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. After being diagnosed with lupus and IBS, Kimberly Mayer suffered with poor health for years, and even though she was under the care of several doctors taking Plaquenil, prednisone, and methotrexate, her health continued to decline until she decided to take her health into her own hands, the way many of the speakers on the MiraculousHealing.life summit have done and are doing. Health became her passion and led her to make many changes in her life, which enabled her to go off all of her medication and eventually have blood work with no sign of lupus. Kimberly has been symptom-free of lupus for over a decade. Her passion for health and her desire to help others heal led her to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition to become an integrative nutrition health coach. So, Kimberly, I'd love to welcome you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us about your background, education, training, how you reached this realization to take charge of your own health. Because so many of us just rely on doctors and take what's given to us and just give up.
Right. So, so I was diagnosed with lupus in 1991. And I was prescribed different medications and I felt really bad when I was diagnosed, and the first medication that I was prescribed was prednisone, and I was afraid to take it, honestly, at first. I went to a lupus support group meeting, which was really helpful for me, and the people encouraged me to take it and told me that I would feel better, and I ended up taking it. And actually, I did feel better. I felt better for a while. And then I needed another medication and another medication until I was just feeling worse and worse and worse. And so the type of lupus that I was diagnosed with is systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE. It's the most common type of lupus and the type I was treated for. It's an autoimmune disease where the immune system attacks healthy cells in the body. There are many symptoms of lupus, but for me, I had chronic headache, joint pain, fever, a rash on my face, hair loss, fatigue, swollen lymph node, and sensitivity to the sun and heat. So the turning point for me was when I was taking a lot of medications after having lupus for, 14 years. I was on Plaquenil, methotrexate, prednisone. I felt horrible. I had to muster up every bit of energy I had to make it through the workday. At home, I relied heavily on my husband to care for the house and our son so I could rest. And I went to see my rheumatologist and just told him how horrible I felt. And he told me that there were no other medications that he could give me, and there was nothing he could do for me. I couldn't believe it. This was the person that I was going to for help, and this person was telling me he couldn't help me. I left his office angry. But now when I think back about that moment, I realize that that was the best thing that could have happened to me, because that was when I decided I had to figure things out for myself.
So, and that really is what I'm discovering people have done. And there was no one way that people have found to heal themselves. Each person's on their own journey for their own body, you know, how to help it.
Right. Yeah. So for me, the steps that I took to heal, I started working part-time, which was really helpful because I felt like it gave me more balance in my life and it gave me time to be with my son. I started reading a lot of health books. I learned how important water is. I started drinking a lot more water. I learned that people with lupus often did better on a vegetarian diet, so I stopped eating meat and started eating a lot more fruit and vegetables. Next, I gave up dairy. I started getting regular acupuncture treatments. And funny thing is, one day my acupuncturist suggested that I run a marathon. And I said, "Really? You think I'm healthy enough to run a marathon?" And she said, "Yes." And actually, I had no intention of running a marathon, but the fact that she thought that I could do it made me feel really good and empowered. Next, I found a new primary care physician. And funny thing is, she recommended that I do Bikram yoga, which is yoga done in a 105-degree room. And I said to her, "Really? You think I'm healthy enough to do Bikram yoga?" And she said, "Yes." My husband and I did try it, and we still do hot yoga today, and it actually has been very healing for both of us. Then I started seeing a new rheumatologist. My blood work improved, and I was feeling a lot better. So my new doctor said it was okay with weaning me off my medication, which was wonderful. And this new team of doctors had a significant positive effect on my health. I also found that positive affirmations and meditation were very important tools to help me heal. It was less than a year after I had changed all of my doctors and did a lot of self-work that my blood work showed no sign of lupus, although I do continue to have my blood work checked annually. I've been feeling great.
So what I'm hearing is that you really removed the toxins from your body. You changed your diet. And running and exercise and sweating like that, the Bikram yoga, the hot yoga, sweating has been tremendously valuable.
Yes. So,
and the exercise, the movement.
Absolutely.
And then you also talked about improving your mindset with positive affirmations, but affirmations alone would not have done it.
No, I think it's the accumulative effects of all of the changes that I made. that were helpful for me.
Also the acupuncture, because acupuncture balances the energy and breaks up some of the restrictions in
yes.
the flow of energy. So it helps you to then be able to do the other things. So you've really been on a good path.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and it led me to have a passion. It led me to have a passion for health. If I could give advice to someone suffering from lupus, I would say the most important thing is to have a positive mindset. To start there, say positive affirmations to yourself and meditate. You can find an app on your phone or a YouTube video to help you. Drink filtered water. You should drink half of your body weight in ounces of water every day. Avoid processed food as much as possible. You want to eat as close to the source as possible. Eat fresh fruits, vegetables, beans, legumes, and whole grains. You want to limit your meat consumption to 6 ounces a day because meat can cause inflammation in the body. And acupuncture worked great for me. I would highly recommend it. I know some people don't like the needles, but if they don't feel like they could do acupuncture, maybe they could try other healing methods such as acupressure or chiropractic care or massage therapy.
And there are many other treatments. My background is the body therapy and body psychotherapy, and there are so many different treatments. Bioenergetic analysis, Rubenfeld synergy, so many ways to connect the body and the emotions that are blocked in your lives. It always comes down to something you may be not dealing with in your life.
Yeah.
So before we continue, I wanted you to just explain a little more about what lupus is in general, and you also had irritable bowel syndrome. So tell about that.
Yeah, so I think we did talk about lupus being an autoimmune disease where the immune
mm-hmm.
system attacks healthy cells in the body. IBS is, or irritable bowel syndrome, is a functional disorder that mainly affects the large intestine. IBS mostly affects women, but does affect men too. Symptoms of IBS include lower abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, or alternating diarrhea and constipation, gas, bloating, and nausea. People with IBS often feel chained to the bathroom, as I did. With IBS, you'll want to have a good organic soluble fiber. Soluble fiber helps both constipation and diarrhea, and it also is a prebiotic that helps improve gut flora. The order in which you eat your food can make a difference. With IBS, and you want to start with soluble fiber foods first. And also, organic fennel tea is great for bloating and gas, and organic peppermint tea tastes great and has a calming effect on the intestinal tract, relieving pain and gut spasms. For me, I read the book, and I would recommend the book Eating for IBS by Heather Van Voorhis. This book helped me tremendously. Also, her website, helpforibs.com, has a lot of information along with IBS products. And using these all-natural, good-for-you teas and soluble fiber not only is good for your body, but it will relieve all the terrible symptoms that you have, or it did for me anyway.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah. Yes.
When you say soluble fiber, do you mean a powder that's a fiber, or do you mean vegetable or something else?
Actually, the fiber that I use is acacia, organic acacia fiber. And but you could also use silica, and I believe that there are other powdered fibers on the market that you can use. The most important thing is that it's soluble. You do not want to have insoluble fiber because those can actually cause an IBS attack.
Okay, but that's important, the fiber.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, very important. And I would also just want to make a little disclaimer that it's also important that you talk to your doctor before making any changes to your diet or workout routine. And you never want to stop or start a medication without checking with your doctor first.
Oh, absolutely. That can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Because if you hear, we hear what works for someone else, but your body's different and you may have other symptoms and other causes, and you really need to be careful.
Yes.
But, and you also went to a doctor, a new doctor, who helped you to get off the medication. You didn't just stop your medication.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you've decided to become an integrative nutrition health coach. Tell us what that means.
I did. Well, an integrative nutrition health coach is a guide and supportive mentor who helps clients achieve their personal lifestyle and health goals in order to find balance and improve their overall health and happiness. At the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, I've been trained in over 100 dietary theories. I believe the body is always trying to heal itself, and it will, given half a chance. I feel privileged to have found the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. IIN came into my life at the right time when I was looking to make a career change and work in a field I'm passionate about.
And you can help so many other people to heal their bodies naturally. I mean, when we're not healthy, we're pretty unhappy. It's hard to be happy when you have pains, and you're running to the bathroom, and you have all these other rashes and problems.
Right. That
Maybe
is so
share,
true.
Share a little about what that was like for you.
Oh, it was horrible. I had a young child at the time, and as many of you mothers know, that young children always seem to want you the most when you're in the bathroom. So it was really hard on me. It was hard on him, and really frustrating. But I was so fortunate to find this website, Help for IBS, because it changed everything for me. And so simple, once you know what to do to help your body heal.
And
I
what
do.
You're also sharing, I'm sorry to cut, you're also sharing the importance of one person putting their work out there. This one person created a website that helped you to heal.
Yes. Yes.
And you can do the same for others. So what is your goal at this point?
That's exactly what I want to do. I want to help others. I want people to know that they can heal. Food is very important. When I look back at what I was eating before I started changing my diet, I realized that I would go entire days without even having one fruit or one vegetable. That's so horrible. Also, when you look at how food is made nowadays, a lot of times there's chemicals in our food that we can't even pronounce, and we don't know what they do to our bodies. And it's just not good for us to eat so much processed food. I really felt a difference when I started eating more fresh food, fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. It's like life energy that you get from food that is so close to the source.
Absolutely. And I would like to add something that's really important. Two things. If you're eating food that you don't enjoy, if you're doing it just to get through the program, that doesn't work well. You have to find a way to enjoy the food. So choose food that you like eating that's healthy.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I'll ask you about that. But in another piece is that if you eat the most healthy food and you don't move your body, it doesn't have the same healing effect.
That's very true. Yeah. Exercise is so important for digestion and having a healthy digestive tract. That's very true.
And you did more than just exercise. You really went into this hot yoga, so you were really perspiring a lot, and you ran a marathon. You know, you really exercised, so you got a lot of the toxins out of your body.
Yeah, I love the hot yoga. I never actually ran a marathon. I have done 10Ks, but not a marathon.
Oh, you were in a training for it. That's okay. You took the training, so you've done a lot already. That's a lot more than most of us do. So
yeah.
You should be proud of yourself. So what recommendation would you have for our listeners dealing with any illness, lupus, IBS, or some other illness? What would you recommend that they do?
I would recommend anyone dealing with any kind of ailment to eat as close to the source as possible. Try to avoid processed food. Try to avoid fast food. You want to eat food with energy. You want to eat organic if you can, fruits and vegetables. You want to, if you're a meat eater, you want to eat meat that comes from grass-fed cows or free-range organic hormone-free chicken. You want to eat the best quality food that you can. Positive affirmations are very important. Drinking plenty of water. Water can make a huge difference. In fact, 85% of headaches are caused from dehydration. So the next time you get a headache, drink a couple glasses of water and see if it goes away. Exercise, we've talked about, very good for you. And meditation is good for you. And pay attention to your body. Pay attention to how you feel when you eat something. You know, listen to yourself. Listen to your body. And I truly believe in bio-individuality. Food that's good for me that I enjoy may be another person's poison. Everybody is uniquely different. And a diet that would work good for me may not work good for the next person, or vice versa. So it's very important to pay attention to your body and how it's feeling and how it reacts to what you're doing, what you're eating, what exercise you're doing, and just paying attention, and your body will tell you what to do.
What you're saying is to pay attention to your body and to take the time to nurture it. That's one of the problems in our society, that people are running around and they want a quick fix. They want to go to somebody to fix them up. But they don't have to do this work, because it takes energy to find the right food and cook it and eat well and exercise. But
yes,
I guess that's
true.
That is what you have to do.
Yes, there is no magic pill.
That's the bottom line. It doesn't have
yes.
to be so painful or so difficult, but it does require dedication.
Yes. Yes. You have to want to be well.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to do what it takes. And maybe one way is to contact someone like you to help them. So how can someone contact you?
So right now, I don't have my website up, but you can contact me at my email address, which is KimberlyMarr@hotmail.com.
All right, so please spell your name.
Yes, so Kimberly is KimberlyY. My last name, Maher, @hotmail.com.
Kimberly, it was so wonderful to speak with you, and you're an absolute inspiration. And as soon as I get off the call, I'm drinking a little more water because I don't always drink enough water. So thank you for the reminder about all of that.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Erica. Such a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thank you for coming. And to those of you listening, I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please contact me for a consultation or a love mastery session at my website, drericagoodstone.com. And please sign up for the miraculoushealing.life summit. So many fabulous people speaking about the ways that they have helped themselves and others to heal from all kinds of ailments. Healing is possible. So I look forward to speaking to you again soon.